Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 63, Shifting from Employee to Entrepreneur Financials. Hi, I'm Sharique Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group, where I'm the lead designer and head marketing strategist. And what we do is we help business owners convert traffic to more clients, followers, and engagement, if I can say it. You can get more information about us at digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today by Rashana Price. How are you?
Hey, Sharique. I'm doing great. Hello, everyone. It's great to be here. I am Rashana Price, a leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. I truly believe everyone has something awesome to give to the world. It is their gifts. It is their talents. And I help my clients do that through coaching, speaking, and training. You can learn more about me at RashanaPrice.com.
Awesome. So today we're continuing our series on shifting from employee to entrepreneur, and we're talking about the money today. Because as one thing I said in the last episode of the series was, you mentioned that you had talked to someone who had 60 days, like 2 months of a reserve, which I think is very smart. If you're able to do that, and if you're at your job now and you're thinking about what to do, I suggest 90 days of money that you have set aside, considering all of your bills. You may have to consider benefits also, if you're on health insurance, whatever it is. You think of all the things that you're losing and have that times three, like 30 days times three, and make sure that you have that somewhere so that way at least you're not under the stress of, oh my gosh, because that will definitely not help you when you're trying to grow your business.
Right. You want to definitely be able to put aside as much as you can to help you think about building your brand, building your website, all of that. Or as you're still working, building some of those things and having them ready to go before you leave is always a good strategy as well.
Absolutely. You know, one thing else we also said was, when you come into this, we talked about mindset first, because that's very, very important. And I believe that working on that as you're at your job is key, mindset and then clarity, because that way you're not spending your precious money while you figure those things out. You know what I mean? You want to be able to use that 90-day pot of money to help you as you are doing the steps that come after the mindset and the clarity, if you're able to do so. So that way you're making sure that you are maximizing your funds and you're actually adding to that money and not taking from it and worrying, stressing about that number getting lower and lower.
Right, right. You definitely want to be able to hit the ground walking, not running. Because if you're running, you may not see some of the walls and barriers fast enough. You're coming too fast. But if you're walking, you can approach them slowly and then navigate around them. Figure out your plan to go over them, around them, or if you have to bust through them. But you want to be able to start at a steady pace and build from there versus feeling like I have to go, 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 and I'm going to spend. And then before you know it, either you're out of money or your reserve is gone. And now you're trying to build a business that does not really have air underneath it, the financials that are needed.
Exactly. And that's the thing you don't want, because then you're panicking and then you're not really focusing on your business and you really want to make sure that you're focused on your business. And so when we talk about the 90 days, like what's included with that? Of course, your household bills. Like I said, think about your benefits. What is your employee covering that you now will have to cover? Whether it's your 401k, whether it's your benefits, if you're on health insurance, if you have a family, you know, looking at switching over to Cobra or finding something on the marketplace, you really want to make sure that you have these things well researched so that you know, okay, I'm going to switch over from here to here, and this is how much it's going to cost me, so you can add that to your budget. And I recommend just having a budget. Number one, either it's a spreadsheet or Quicken or whatever you want to use, but something that can show you the numbers and what is going to be needed. But also looking at your business, what investments will you have to make? Whether it's Hootsuite, Pro, if you want to, you know, have a certain feature, you want to analyze your social media, what, you know, what kind of tools will you need on your own? Because you may be using something from your job. I'm not saying that's right, but I'm just saying you may be using some of your job's resources and now you have to pay for them yourself. So look at these different tools, whether it's Zoom, whether, you know, all these things. How much does that cost? And put that into your budget, right?
Yes. And you definitely, the other thing you also is you want to make sure that you set aside the bucket for what if this happens, right? What if someone gets sick? What if the refrigerator goes out and you have to buy another one? What happens if the washer breaks down, right? Like the have something else in project language terms, it's like the contingency. Set aside additional contingency for the thing that you didn't think would happen that could happen.
Exactly, because as you know, Murphy's Law, if it can go wrong, it will. So yeah, think about that. Look at things around the house. You know, what can happen? I mean, you can't predict it, but at least be prepared or be ready that something may happen and you may have to come out that 90-day pot for something. And so if you're expecting a bonus, hey, I wait to get that bonus first. Throw that into the pot. You know, anything extra coming right now, put in there. You know, you're going to have to realize that you can't go to lunch as much as you're planning. So you may want to just bring your lunch in to work. You may want to cut back on a few things, cut off the cable. I did it back in January and I'm mad I didn't do it sooner. I wish I had, because there's so many ways that you can still see your favorite shows when you have like your Sabbath. Like I do. I mean, there's so many ways around that. So what can you cut? What do I need around here? What do I need? Do I need to upgrade my internet so I can do teleconferencing and things like that? And, you know, make sure that I have the adequate resources so that I can run my business. So I think now is a perfect time to kind of walk around and just make a master checklist and budget so that you're able to be ready and as prepared as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other thing is look at the subscriptions that you do have and figure out the ones that you want to keep and the ones that you don't use. So for instance, if you have Netflix and you have Hulu and you now have YouTube TV, maybe you don't need them all. Maybe you will only really watch and need one of them. And that is money that you can set aside to put into your business or to put into a rainy day fund to help you think about how you look at your finances in a different way as you're preparing for your business to launch, or if you're in business now and you're trying to figure out how do I continue to give my business air, which is financials, that air to really grow, how do I do that? And that's a really good way to do that is to say, am I using all the things that I'm subscribing to? And if not, get rid of the ones that you're not.
Absolutely, because you'd be very surprised. I mean, when you're working, yeah, like I said, for the cable, you don't need the cable, you know.
Yeah, we don't have cable. Cable's, I feel like cable's an easy one. Like, yeah. We have it for football season and then we let it go. And and we just got like YouTube TV. That's probably one of the reasons I brought it up now, because I'm like, YouTube TV, man, it has everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's so many options out there. I mean, like for me, you know, my office is also like a makeshift hair salon because I do my own hair. That's just me. Mm-hmm. Or I get it braided. So that way I have at least a 2-month break. So if you're at the hair salon every week and, you know, and I know that can cost. So that you're talking $60, $75, depending on what you're getting done. And there are things that you can also do at home. You know, if you're going shopping, you know, look at that clearance rack, rock the clearance rack, you know, go through there and you can find some good stuff. It may take you a little bit longer, but you don't have to buy directly off the rack. I mean, there are ways to do that, but think about what are you willing to sacrifice so that your business can be successful and that you're able to meet your obligations, you know? So there are just, you know, several things that you can look at and say, okay, what can I let go of temporarily? And think about it is temporary, but your business will grow. If you put the work in and time and consistency, your business will grow and you will be able to get there, but you have to ask yourself, what am I willing to put in first so that I can be able to get from it what I need to get?
So I will share the specific example. When I left my job and I really, when I left my job and resigned, launched my business, I did not drink coffee out for 6 months. Mm-hmm. Unless somebody else was buying or I had a gift card, I did not purchase coffee. So I said, right. That was $25 a week because it was like $5 a cup of coffee because I'm mm-hmm. a latte girl. And so that's right. Like when I was working, that $5 a day was no big deal. And a part of me was like, this job sucks. I need something, right? Like this is my treat. But then when that salary went away, that $25 a week, $100 a month, that meant something and it meant something different. And I could brew coffee at home and feel just as validated because I didn't have like the stress and all the other stuff, right? Like the understanding that you may be operating and just going through your life doing certain things because that's what's getting you through where you are. But as soon as you shift your life, the thing that you're paying for, you might not even need to pay for. And it could be such a savings as well.
Exactly. For me, it was going out to lunch. I worked at Harris Teeter. And while I made my breakfast, I had my bowl of oatmeal. So the whole office just smelled like my oatmeal. In the morning, I ate that at my desk in the morning. But when it came to lunch, I couldn't wait to get out of my office. And I walk over to the Harris Teeter, which is like a, you know, Publix, just like a Publix. And so I'll walk over there and I would get their lunch. And that was like my way of just getting out of the office. And because I didn't have a window. So that was my way of seeing the outside, the sun, and, you know, getting my little walk in, to walk over there and come back. But, you know, at home, I said, okay, so now I'm going to eat down at my home. There's no Harris Teeter to walk, you know, my home was in like the suburbs, whatever. So I didn't have like anything around the corner. So I just had to, you know, look at my grocery list and adjust it, you know, add some lunch meat or whatever, or I just eat leftovers from dinner the previous night, you know, that kind of thing. You know, I had some days will be just popcorn and a sandwich or stuff like that. But, you know, you have to really think about those adjustments, you know, when you're working from home versus working in corporate. For you, it was coffee, but for me, it was lunch. Yeah. And that can get, you know, like you said, $5 or $7 a day. That can really add up.
It can add up quickly. And the other thing is right for you, lunch was like, I got to get out. Like there was like this, there was a need that was fulfilled that required a financial obligation of, I got to have money for lunch. Cause I got to fill the need of like having some mental space and time. You don't necessarily need that when you are living out your dream, when you're building something, you're very content. I love leftovers. I feel like it's a mission of mine to like make sure my leftovers are eaten and I can like spice them up and jazz them up any way I can.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because I mean, you cooked it, so.
Right.
It must be good, right? And so, yes, I mean, absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that. Eating some leftovers because it's already there, it's ready made. And then, you know, you're able to meal plan. Like me, my house, we pretty much eat the same thing in rotation because I cook what my kids eat. And I do like pizza night. I make my own pizza on Friday nights. You know, why give Pizza Hut $30 when I can just go on Pinterest? And literally I learned how to make my own dough and I buy the ingredients in bulk. And we have pizza every Friday night with a movie.
Wow. And, see, there you go.
Good. I mean, and you know, it, when my, you know, when your kids say it tastes good, that's when you know it's good. You know what I'm saying? So it's kid approved. But you know, I mean, there's so many ways you can cut back and really be able to put that into your business. But that's $30-$40. You know what I mean? For Pizza Hut, and then you got to tip the person and all that stuff. And
right. I mean, yeah. And if you get it delivered, there's the extra $53 for a delivery fee. So it all adds up very quickly. Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, looking at things like that, because we love to eat pizza and his family and stuff like that. So I say, you know, I'm gonna learn how to make it. And boom. You know, and so trust me, you'll be very surprised how resourceful you get when you're looking at ways that you can cut back so that you can, but you're still giving your family a quality of life. You know, you're not like we're sitting around eating, you know, beans and water and beans and rice and stuff like that, you know. You still have a life, okay? But we're just saying, you know, things that you can really do without.
Things that you can do without are things that are, especially as you're trying to get your business off the ground. It's okay to sacrifice a couple of comforts for mm-hmm. the longevity of your business. So hopefully these tips have been helpful as you're out there thinking about how you get your financials in order or shift your thinking as you're moving from entrepreneur, and excuse me, from employee to entrepreneur.
Absolutely. And so we definitely thank you for listening to us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. And keep in mind, this is a pre-recorded episode. And hey, I'm Sharik again, and you can find me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works. Facebook, my business page is Digital Innovation Media Group. And I'm on LinkedIn as Sharik L. Richardson. Of course, there's only but one, so that shouldn't be too hard to find. Roshana, where can we find you?
You can find me at Instagram, excuse me, on Instagram and Facebook as Giver of Awesomeness, and on Twitter and LinkedIn as Roshana Price.
Awesome. Well, we thank you all for listening yet again, and we will definitely chat with you next time. You know, man.